when the doctor out of the hospital calls, let me know, Miss Miller.
All right, I will, Chief.
I've asked for a full report on Kent's condition.
Uh-huh.
At least if we understand his illness, we'll know what to expect.
And where to find him.
Yes, I'll get that.
Oh, all right.
Maybe the doctor. Yes?
Chief?
Harrington.
I got news.
Where are you?
About 2 miles from that railroad site.
Oh, where Gresham's body was found?
That's right. I found a carnival playing a field out there.
A carnival?
Yeah, yeah, Chief. This falls right into our lap. Remember that half a ticket stub we found on Gresham?
Yes, yes. Did you trace it?
Yeah, sure, through the printer. Gresham got it when he paid admission to this carny last night.
A carnival. Of course, of course.
Well, see, sure, you can just about guess the rest.
Yeah.
Frank Kent was in the sideshow here until this morning.
Yes, who with?
Oh, a guy named Emil Hudson. Oh, and a dame.
Emil Hudson?
Yeah, that's right. Why, does the name mean anything to you?
Yes, yes, it means plenty, Harrington. His name is on the personnel records of the hospital.
Huh?
Yes, he used to work there.
Oh, brother, this is really narrowing down.
Well, all right, let's finish it then. Can you get a lead on where they are now?
Well, see, we're stymied there.
Yes?
Looks to me like the three of them pulled out for good.
Joyce.
Sit still, Frank. Now fix your tie.
Mr. Gresham...
Don't keep mentioning him, Frank.
He's my friend.
Yeah, I know.
Mother, I want to introduce my friend.
What?
He wants me to walk to school with him, Mother. May I?
What are you talking about?
If I walk with my friend, they can't laugh at me. Not if I'm with him.
Sure. Sure. Now, hold still. You go on in half an hour.
Don't laugh at my friend, Mother. Please don't.
There. Now you look okay.
Mother?
Look. Now snap out of it, will you?
You're laughing, Mother. Don't.
What?
Stop, I said.
Frank, let go of me. Frank,
stop
no.
It. Stop it.
Help!
Don't laugh.
Emil, Frank, let go. What you get him all excited for? Are you nuts? Relax, I said. Relax.
Don't hurt me, Mother. Don't.
Wait a minute. Slam the door, Joyce. You want the manager to come in here?
I want to come out.
You stay where you are. Now listen to me, Frank. We go on in a minute. And you're going to do a show.
Mother.
Now think, Frank.
Think?
Numbers. Nothing but numbers. 8 times 8. Tell me.
8 times 8.
Tell me.
The answer is 64.
All right. 8, 9, 6, 5 times 4, 6, 9.
I'll call back.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, I have that.
Information.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, thank you. No, that's all we need. Right?
Chief, nothing so far.
Me neither.
That's all right. We're finished.
Finished?
Yes, almost finished, Harrington. Get your things, Miss Miller. You too, Harrington.
You got what we want, Chief?
Oh, I'm sure of it. Now let's go. Well, this is quite a change for me, Harrington. I don't get to nightclubs very often.
No, me neither, Chief. Not even on a visit like this.
Oh, Chief, he's coming out on the floor.
Oh, yes, I see. All right, Harrington, you'd better take your station over by the wall.
Right. See you in a minute.
I hope so.
Have a problem?
This gentleman has a problem. May I have the numbers, please? Are you ready, calculator?
Ready?
6, 7, 9, 6...
Repeat that, please.
6, 7, 9, 6.
Multiplied by 7, 8, 9.
Times 7, 8, 9.
The answer, please.
The answer is 5,362,044.
Oh, I thank you. May we have another question, please? You, sir?
Yes, I have a question.
Go right ahead, sir. The human calculator never fails. May we have it quiet, please? No. Go ahead, sir.
My question is, who killed Roy Gresham?
Wait a minute.
Who killed him, Frank? Tell me, quickly.
Stay put, sister. I'm right behind you.
Frank?
Amel killed him. Amel hit him.
Shut up.
All right, boy. Just stand where you are.
All right, just stay at your tables, ladies and gentlemen. This is all part of the show. Brophy's at the door, Miss Miller. See that he takes charge of Frank.
He's all right, Chief. He isn't moving out of his chair.
Let go of me, you clown. What are you trying to do?
Amel, I can stop
him. All right, take them out the side, Harrington. Come on, both of you. This show is over.
Well, there's one good thing, Chief.
Yes?
Frank is back in the hospital.
He certainly is, and under good care once again, Miss Miller.
Yeah, so are Joyce and Amel. Under our care. Real special.
Yes, Joyce didn't stand up very well under questioning, did she, Harrington?
No, I'll say she didn't. She even handed us the bottle Amel used to kill Gresham. Complete with fingerprints.
Well, Chief, actually, you didn't need Frank's statement at all, did you?
No, Miss Miller, but it helped to unnerve both Joyce and Amel. That, and it gave them no chance to get together on their stories. And that's why she broke down so readily.
Oh, it was a cinch. After that ticket stub led us to the carny, all we had to do was phone nightclubs until we found one that had just booked a mental act.
Yes, Amel boasted that he'd put Frank into a nightclub, Harrington, and some of the carnival people were only too glad to give us that suggestion.
Yeah, some suggestion. We find them waiting for us. Well, Frank sure got a mind, all right. I'm glad he's got a good care now and in a place where he belongs.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are happy tonight to join the San Francisco Junior Chamber of Commerce and station KNDC in naming our first honorary Mr. District Attorney. He is 15-year-old Alvin Julian of Sequoia High School in Redwood City, California. Alvin, at great personal risk, lowered himself into a narrow drain pipe to rescue a 13-month-old baby that had fallen 10 feet into the pit. Our first honorary Mr. District Attorney, Alvin Julian. You know, ladies and gentlemen, in each of us somewhere there exists fear. A clever criminal realizes this, and often he can twist that fear into tragedy. We encounter such a man in next week's highly dramatic case of Scared to Death, and I urge you to join us for it. Until then, thank you, and good night.
The names of all characters in tonight's dramatization are fictitious, and any resemblance to names of living persons or actual places is purely coincidental. Our stars were Jay Johnston in the title role, Len Doyle as Harrington, and Vicki Vola as Miss Miller, with music by Charles Paul. The program was produced and directed by Edward A. Byron and written by Robert J. Shaw. Mr. District Attorney was originated by Phillips H. Lord.
Fred Utell speaking for Bristol-Myers, who invites you to tune in again next week for Mr. District Attorney!